Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful narration and hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam, in which the Imam mentions a lot of general etiquettes of hygiene, you know, according to Islam. The general theme of this tradition is that the Imam mentions certain etiquettes which would lead to good health. And the Imam says that if one follows these etiquettes, one would be relieved of the need of medicine ever, right? So some general good, you know, etiquettes of hygiene and things that can help us remain healthy throughout our lives and free us of illness and the need for medicine. This tradition has been narrated from Imam Ali, and in it, the Imam mentions these things to his son, Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following to his son, Al-Hasan alayhi salam. O son, shall I teach you four things that will make you needless of medicine? Imam Hasan alayhi salam said, yes, O commander of the faithful. Then Imam Ali replied, do not eat food unless you are hungry. This is the first of those general rules and etiquettes of hygiene. Do not eat unless you're hungry. If you're not hungry, you're full, don't eat. Right? If you don't feel hungry, don't eat. The second, and get up from eating while you still desire to eat more. Let's say you're hungry. You're hungry, and according to the tradition, Imam Ali says, if you're hungry, go ahead, eat. But if you're not, then don't eat. Okay, so you're hungry, you start eating. Before you become full, stop eating. Right? Don't keep eating until you become full. Stop a little bit before that. The third, chew your food well. Right? When you're eating, chew your food well before you swallow. Right? Of course, all of these etiquettes are things which we know now are true and are beneficial based on modern medicine and nutrition. Finally, the Imam says, and before you sleep, go and relieve yourself, right? You know, use the bathroom, eliminate all your bodily waste before you go to sleep. This is another good etiquette of hygiene. In the end, the Imam says, if you do these, you will be needless of medicine. Istaghnaita anittib. It's a very interesting way to end the tradition. The Imam says, if you perform these, and you continue in your performance of these things, you will never need medicine ever again. Right? So these are some good etiquettes that we can all follow, and in this way increase our health, inshallah. And coincidentally, this is also one of the etiquettes of sleeping, right? In general terms, there's a lot of Islam has etiquettes and rules for a lot of things, for every aspect of life. This is one of those things that are a good etiquette of sleeping, some other of which have been mentioned in other traditions. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at good etiquettes of hygiene, which lead to overall good health, in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.